Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time once again for a quarter hour comedy. Peg Lynch not only starred alongside her longtime co-star Alan Bunce, she also created and wrote The Couple Next Door, as well as the previous hit series, The Adventures of Ethel and Albert. Here's an offering from December 5th, 1958.
The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, I want you to put the breakfast food box down. I want you to stop reading it and eat your breakfast, you hear me?
Yes.
It's not polite to read at the table.
Daddy's reading.
Well, he's your father. He can do what he wants to do.
Is it polite for fathers to read at the table?
Eat your breakfast, please, dear. I know one thing. It's not polite for little girls to come to the breakfast table without combing their hair. Now you go do that and come on back to the table. And Effie, breakfast is ready! Yes, you want some attention, too, don't you, Bobby? Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get everything done today and be ready by 5. Now, we'll meet you down there, dear. Yoo-hoo!
Ah, what?
Honestly, really, did you hear Betsy a minute ago?
Betsy, no.
Well, I asked her not to read the breakfast food box. It isn't polite at the table. And she said you were reading. Was it polite for fathers to read at the table?
Oh, yeah. Well, honey, it's about the only time I get to see the paper.
Well, I know, dear, but...
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Aunt Effie.
Now, Aunt Effie.
My hair appointment is at 9:30. Are you sure you can give Bobby his bath?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we'll have any trouble, will we, Bobby?
Then I'll do some shopping. I've got to get groceries, too. And I'll get back in time to get dressed. Then when Betsy comes home, we'll be ready to go, except for getting her dressed.
Mm-hmm. Is she wearing her pink velvet?
Oh, yes, I think that would be best. Now, do you want me to bring you down anything, dear? A clean shirt or a different tie? Dear!
Oh, yes, Doll. I wish you wouldn't yell like that.
Well, you don't seem to hear me otherwise. Is that what you're wearing?
Is this what I'm wearing? Yeah, this... What do you mean, is this what I'm wearing?
For the pictures.
What pictures?
Oh, what pictures? Really?
Well...
I told you we were going to have pictures taken today at the Lockwood Studio.
Today? I didn't know that was today, for heaven's sakes.
Oh, Aunt Effie, it isn't funny to live with a man who never listens to you.
I thought that was next week.
Oh, honey, honestly. We're supposed to be at the Lockwood Studio as soon after 5 as possible. Now, you go there directly from the office and we'll meet you. And frankly, I think you should have on your dark blue suit, dear.
Look, do we have to do that today?
Yes, I made the appointment. Now, we're always saying it's something we should do, but we don't do it. Well, now I've done it. We're going to have pictures taken today. You and I, with Bobby and Betsy, and now we'll meet you there.
No. Look, I'll have to come home and change if we're going to do it. I can't wear my dark blue all day. It'll be wrinkled and...
You better get home by 4:15, then. Now, let's see. Betsy's hair has to be curled.
And you mustn't forget to take a bottle for Bobby in case he cries.
Oh, yes.
Boy, I know already what this is going to be like.
Betsy, will you please get your shoes on? Aunt Effie, is the baby ready?
Yes, I'm just bundling him into the car robe.
Oh, look at my hair. I messed it all up getting my dress on. Oh, would you ask him, please, to stop honking, Aunt Effie? Betsy!
Will you please stop honking?
Well, what in Sam Hill are y'all doing?
Getting ready,
my gosh. I don't know what goes on around here when you got all day to get ready. I came home, I took a shower, I got dressed, and you're still not ready. Thought we were supposed to be down at that photographic studio by 5 o'clock.
Well, I'm ready, but of course I'm not having my picture taken.
Oh. Put it on.
No, I won't.
Oh, not what is
here.
The matter now?
I don't know. I do know this baby is so bundled up that if we don't get started... There, Bobby.
Well, all I know is that you will put that ribbon in your hair or you are not going at all, and that is final.
I don't care.
Look, may I ask just what is going on?
I want her to put that little pink bow in her hair, and she wants to put some cheap-looking rhinestone barrette that she found.
It's beautiful, and they're not rhinestones, they're diamonds.
Oh, diamonds. Look at that cheap barrette, will
you? Put the pink ribbon in your hair, will you, Betsy, and hurry up.
It doesn't look as pretty, Daddy.
Put the pink ribbon on and hurry up.
No.
That's right. Go ahead and cry so your eyes are all red and puffy for the picture.
This ribbon looks awful.
get your coat on. Now, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with your hair?
Nothing. Why?
I don't know. It just looks funny.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say just as I'm going to have my picture taken.
Well, I don't mean it looks funny, exactly. I mean it looks different. They didn't do it the same way as they generally do, did they? Come here. Come here. Look.
Look out now. No, what are you going to do?
Too set, you know. I mean, should be more casual, honey.
Well, don't! Oh, leave me alone. Now look at it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't.
You don't get going.
Oh, honestly, he just rammed my hair all up.
Oh, golly, all right, I'm sorry. Come on, Betsy and Effie. Aunt Effie, take Bobby and go on and get in the car, will you? Come on, Aunt Effie, please, go on, take him, will you?
I've been ready for ages. Of course, it's not so important my being ready, since I'm not the one who's having her picture taken. You'd better hurry, dear.
Honestly, look at this. Yes, I will, Aunt Effie. Oh, really?
Well, come on, huh?
Dear, do you think we ought to have one shot taken with Aunt Effie in it?
Aunt Effie, no. I mean, I thought this was to be just us, the two of us with our two children, just the family.
Well, all day she has made little remarks about how she has never had a really decent picture taken of herself.
Well, it's not our fault.
Well, I suppose she hasn't been able to afford it. Now, what do you think? I mean, I noticed she put on her best dress.
All right, if you want to.
Well?
Look, if we don't get going, none of us will get our picture taken. Now, come on.
The bottle! Don't forget to bring Bobby's bottle!
Oh, the baby's bottle. Yes, I'll get... Go on, get in the car, and I'll be right there, dear.
You're listening to The Couple Next Door on When Radio Was. We'll be right back. And now, let's get back to The Couple Next Door on When Radio Was.
Yeah. Oh, I wish the photographer would hurry up while everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah, now, look, let your hair alone, will you? Stop combing it. It looks fine.
Does it, dear?
Yeah, it really does. Huh? It looks very, very nice. In fact, my golly, you look lovely.
Thank you, dear.
Yes, you do.
And you look very nice, too.
No.
When are we going to have our picture taken, Mommy?
Oh, very soon, I hope. The girl said he'd be right with us. They're a little behind schedule after all our rushing, huh?
Hello, Bobby. Oh, he's Mommy. Yes, he's Mommy's darling.
Let me hold him, Aunt Effie.
No, you'll get all wrinkled.
Well, I don't want you to get all wrinkled either now. You're going to be in some of the shots with us.
No. Oh. This is going to be just your family.
Aunt Effie, I don't want any trouble from you now.
Aunt Effie?
Yes, dear.
You have to have your picture taken with us because you look so pretty.
Oh, thank you, Bessie, dear.
Look at Bobby. Look at him smile. Look. Oh, if the photographer could just catch that. Oh,
yeah. Honest, Skipper boy.
Isn't he, darling?
Oh, honey, he is the image of you.
Yeah?
He's just the image of his daddy.
Did you hear that? He laughed. He did, dear. Did you hear that?
I don't think it was really a laugh, dear.
Oh, if the photographer could just recapture that smile of Bobby.
Mommy?
Uh-huh.
When is he going to take our picture?
Well, I don't know, dear. The girl said he'd be right with us, dear.
I'm hungry.
Well, we'll eat afterwards. We'll go back home and dinner will be ready. I've got a roast in the oven.
I'm hungry now.
No, I don't blame her. Look at the time. You know, it's nearly 6:15. We've been sitting here for 20 minutes already, waiting for that...
I'm sure it won't be long now. Goodness sakes, don't start fussing. The important thing is to keep everyone in a good M-O-O-D. If only he'd take us now.
I'm going to go and ask what's holding everything up around here. This
Betsy, please, darling, don't sit that way. You're wiping your shoes all over your dress now.
Well, let's go.
Now, don't be silly, dear. We can't go yet.
Look, Bella, we had an appointment 25 minutes ago. We had two children out here. Seems to me that some consideration should be shown.
Oh, dear, now he's going to get himself in a rage. Dear. Never mind, honey. Come here, darling. Darling, come here.
It certainly is hot in
here. What is it? What's the matter, huh?
I didn't want you to start an argument with the girl. My goodness, you'll just get yourself in a bad humor, dear, for the picture.
Look, we had an appointment 25 minutes ago. Seems to me that some consideration should be shown people who have children.
Let's go.
There, now you see, she's ready to go.
Well, don't talk about it. My goodness.
I'm tired. It's hot here.
I must say it is warm. Now, Betsy, please, put your feet down. You're getting them all over my good dress.
Put your feet down, Betsy, will you?
Your tie is crooked.
Yeah, it's so close in here. There's no ventilation in this place, and...
Well, no. How'd you happen to wear that tie?
Why?
I don't know. I mean, for a picture, I just don't think I'd have worn that one, do you?
Well, it's a fine time to tell me for pizza.
Well, never mind.
Will you stop combing your hair?
Well,
look fine before. Now, just let it alone, why don't you?
Let's go home.
No, it won't be much longer, Betsy.
No, darling, now just be patient, sweetheart.
Yeah, now look, you be Daddy's good girl.
Oh, there. The man's motioning us to come in. Come on, at last.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Oh, Bobby, no. Oh, please, darling.
His bottle. Where's his bottle?
I left it out in the car. Go out to the car and get his bottle, Daddy. There. Now, Bobby, please, dear. Oh, look, we're going to have our picture taken. Daddy! Come on, Aunt Effie. Don't do the dishes now. Let's finish our coffee in the living room.
All right, dear. I was just putting the butter away.
Well, did you get Betsy to bed?
Oh, yeah, she was exhausted.
I know, she hardly touched her dinner. What an experience, huh?
Oh, boy, what those pictures are going to look like.
Oh, I know, I tremble to think.
You know, looking back now seems kind of funny, huh?
Me trying to get the baby to stop crying, and he's worse than...
Which, of course, got Betsy all keyed up.
Yes.
Why does she act like that when we go out? She never does that at home.
Well, if you don't mind saying so, it's all your own fault. You both got all worried the children were going to act up. So you got all nervous and jittery, and as a result, they did, too.
Yes, I guess you're right, Aunt Effie. I really do.
Yeah, too. Listen, that is the last time we have any photographs like that taken until they're older.
Well, huh? I'll say it is. At $100 a dozen, you know.
Well, but you'll never really regret having them. That's one thing.
What did you say?
I said you'd never regret.
No. I don't. How much?
$100 a dozen. You told me to get a really good photographer.
$100?
You said get the best. We don't have to have a. We don't have to take a dozen, dear. I said maybe only six.
$100 a dozen? You're joking. Oh, surely you're joking.
Well, no, dear. Of course, if we only get six portraits, that's $50.
Well, I know your mother will want one.
Oh, yes, Mother
and
will.
And his mother and dad and Grandma ought to have one. And your Aunt Martha's feelings will be hurt if she doesn't get one.
Look.
And then there's Aunt Maud and your cousins in Omaha. And then there's...
I know.
Well, look, they better turn out nicely. That's all I can say.
Well,
but
we'll get the proofs next week, dear. Well, now, honey, this is something you do maybe three times in a lifetime. You want the best.
Yes, dear,
you
know.
You
I
want
know.
The best.
From December 5th, 1958. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Ken Murray as a special guest on the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show. Well, Murray also wrote the 1971 short film, The Golden Days of San Simeon, about the opulent estate owned by a famed newspaper publisher who was unhappy that he was the inspiration for Orson Welles' Citizen Kane. Can you name him? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing.
SpiritsEntertainment.com presents the very best of the Broadway musicals. 60 showstoppers from the stage and screen featuring songs from South Pacific, The King and I, Annie Get Your Gun, Guys and Dolls, Showboat, Carousel, and many more.
Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Singing in the rain.
This three CD collection of 60 original recordings from the greatest musicals showcases legendary artists including Fred Astaire, Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, Doris Day, Bing Crosby, Pat Boone, and Ethel Merman, to name just a few.
Put on a happy face, brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face.
Order Broadway musicals today at SpiritsEntertainment.com and pay just $19.98 for this three CD set of 60 songs from your favorite musicals. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Broadway77.
Stormy weather.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you.
Go to SpiritsEntertainment.com now to get the very best of Broadway musicals today for only $19.98. Remember promo code Broadway77 to get extra savings on shipping.
Beyond the rainbow, why oh why can't I?
That's Broadway77 at SpiritsEntertainment.com. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced a thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. Before the break, we're talking about a famed newspaper publisher who owned an opulent estate in Central California and was the inspiration for Orson Welles' Citizen Kane. The answer is William Randolph Hearst. I'm Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show, but hey, remember to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.